We are learning Masechtas Nazir, Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, and we are starting three lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Leima Akafas Kol Royus Tanayi. We had a Shaila, if someone is makif the whole head, is that called Isser of Akafa, of Loisakifu Pas Reshchem or not? Maybe take the entire head off, the whole hair off, of the whole entire head, maybe that's not called Akafas Reshchem. So maybe it's Machlekes Tanayi, the Torah Banu Tanabraisa. Roisha, it says in the Pasuk by Mitzayra, Galechas Kol Sa'ari, cut off all the hair, and then starts enumerating what you cut off. It's Roisha, Ves Zekanoi, Ves Gavis Einov, all those things. So why do you have to repeat Roisha? Why do you have to say it? We said it, Kol Sa'ari. It's my time alayma. The fish in Amalei Skiva Pas Roisha, this is Minor Zalachin, I'll do Hakafa Sa'arayish, Yachalaf Mitzayra Kain, maybe a Mitzayra also can't cut off his hair off his head, because it's a hakafa tamalema roishai. Therefore, we need a pasuk of roishai to tell us that you let it take off your pays. V'tanya idach, another brisa, says a different drasha from the word roishai. Roishai ma tamalema. The fish name gave nazir tarlu yavel roishai. This we know by nazir. You're not allowed to cut off your hair. If someone's a nazir, v'shas and zirus, and his 30 days of zirus, you're not allowed to cut off his hair. Yochav nazir mitzori can, unless he becomes mitzori while he's a nazir. Could he cut off his hair? He has a lav and I say, he has that a lav, they now cut off your hair, and I say, it says that you have to grow your hair. So there's a lav and I say, so maybe you should not be over the lav and I say when you're a mitzayra. Tamalema roishai. So now, one man the Yom learns from roishai the matah hakafa. The other one uses it for a lav and I say, which means when he's a nazir. So what's the machlokes? Both the same drasha. My lav tanoi. You don't need a pasuk to mat there to shave off the whole head. Why? Because he holds a kafah is called roish lo shma kafah. It's not called a kafah. So roish is not coming to tell you I'm allowed to shave off the whole head. That's pasuk. The pasuk is coming to be doicha the loisasa of tar lo yava roish and the asay of kadosh iya gadol pera to grow your hair. The asay and loisasa of nazir, because for the lav of roish. The lava of a kafas roish is not needed because it's not a problem to kafas kol roish. And the idach, so a kafas kol roish ma kafah. But the first man the Yom holds it is called a kafah, and therefore you need roishai to teach you. You let it shave off the whole head. The pasuk is coming to knock off a lava by itself. So we're saying the machlokes to brises lechayra is the machlokes of a kafas kol roish shema ha kafah. Amar Rava, no, you got it wrong. No, that's not true. The Kuliyama Kafas Kol Roish Loish Ma Kafa. Everyone holds Hakafas Kol Roish is not called Hakafa. It's not called Hakafa. V'chiyosi Kra. So what's the pasuk of Roish for? If it's not called Hakafa, why need a pasuk that a Nazir, not Nazir, that a Metzora? Why need a pasuk that a Metzora cut off all his hair? What's the problem? It's not called. We're saying Kuliyama is not called Hakafa. So why need a pasuk for that? V'chiyosi Kra. Going Shehikif Ulbsev Ilach. That a special hetar by Metzora, I can first cut off the payas, and then afterwards cut off the hair. Which if I mean, Ivan, the Issel is to keep a pas reishchem. Now, how would you know to darsh the kula? Kibun the ilu galchem chazimna loy mechayiv, since we're going now, that if you cut off all your hair at one time, it would not be mechayiv. Ki hikif lebsoiv gilech nami loy mechayiv. If you were makif, and then you did afterwards the giluach, you also not give me mechayiv. So I'm explaining the words kivan according to the Grizas, Zalman Sander, Shapiro, but he learns like that, that's the kivan over here. Again, the kivan is like this, that we have here Roshay, and we're saying, HaKafas Kol Roshay, Loshma HaKafas. What in the Pasuk of Roshay? I teach you that I'm allowed to be Megalech, the payas first, and then the whole head. Now, why would I dash like that? Why does that sound like Nazir? Teresa, since we found the Kula already, in the Indian of HaKafas Roshay, we found the Kula, you let us share with your whole head. So he also, we must have to darshan like that. That's what Gemara wants to tiny right now.
You have to
cut your
payas last?
Cut your payas first, it sounds like. No, you're allowed to.
I mean, you have to cut.
No, you have to do a whole head,
do all at once.
What?
Maybe the whole at once.
Yeah, you do it all at once, at one time. You don't make at any point to even thing around. You go vertically across, horizontally across the head the whole time. You won't do all around at any time. I could put him. The one has a different cast. Says, what are you talking about? Miksiv krachi, how can a pot say like that? Vamar shlokish. Shlokish is a side all over shas. Komokim shatam moitze asay v'loy sasa. If you have an asay that's contradicting a loy sasa, imat yochel kaim eshtei emuta. If you kaim both of them good, malav, yavi asay v'yitchas loy sasa. So it can't be the Torah telling you this, because If there's a way to mekayim both, you don't do it. Here I could just shave off the whole head, so why would I go ahead and use the asay of mitzayra to knock off the lois of payas if I could do it without doing that? So it can't be that's a drasha. So the Gemara tried to say to Machlekes is that really we're saying kuliyama loishma kafa. And we started saying that the shayla is we could do gilach of soif hekev. So I don't like that pshat because it doesn't seem Rav Shlakish. El the kuliyama akafa is called loishma kafa. Akafa is called loishma kafa, which means there's an iser lav to shave off the whole head. So you need the pasuk by Rosh Hashanah to teach you that by Mitzrayim you're allowed to be over this lav. So how is the other Madiyam have a right to zetzayin the Rosh Hashanah by Nazir and say knocks off a lav and asay? Uman the mukim lekra lemitchi loisas of asay. The Madiyam says that the pasuk is talking about a Nazir and knocking off a loisas of asay. Lav gredim nolei. Has he no lav gredim? He knows from somewhere else already that asay is eich loisas. Where does he know it from? Yalf migadilim. He learns it out from the pasuk by Tzitzis. And it says right next to the pasuk of Gedilim Tasalach, pasuk Yud Beis, pasuk Yud Aleph in Parashas Kiseitze is Lo Silbash Shatnes Tzemo Fishtin Yachnov. And the next pasuk right afterwards is Gedilim Tasalach Alav Kampes Kshushchash Tchasaba. So he darshin that the Issa Shatnes is only by regular clothing, by Gedilim, by Tzitzis, no Issa. You're allowed to make tzitzis. So since you find that the asay of tzitzis is doicha loisasa of shatness, since you find that, and there, it's not there, the loch is that any clothing is chayim tzitzis, and tchelis is always wool. So akaponim, so you see that there's a case of shatness, and you're allowed to be doicha. You're allowed to be doicha the issa of shatness with the mitzvah of tzitzis. So therefore, we know already, I say the Chalai Tzatzah, there we can't say Roshay Shfar Kafa, we know it already. And therefore, we have a right to darshan Roshay from Roshay teaches that Nazir also could take a haircut of his Mitzayra, even though it's doing Deicha, Aloy Tzatzah Vasei. So it comes out, the Machlaikas really is, do you learn that from Gedilim, that there's a din of Asay the Chalai Tzatzah already, and therefore, Roshay is extra. So what's behind the Mount Yama holds Roshay to Deicha Asay, the Asay the Chalai Tzatzah, what would he do with the Pasuk of Gedilim? Man and Afkalem Roshai, my timer and Afkalem Gedilim. Why doesn't Nuref Gedilim? Amalach, look at the Rava Hudasa. The Pasuk Gedilim is for Rava. The Rava Rami, Ksiv, Vinosnu al Tzitzis Hakanof, Psil Tcheles, and we darshan Hakanof, Min Kanof, that the Tzitzis always has to be the same Min as the Begin. Viksiv, another Pasuk says, this is the Pasuk by Gedilim, says, Semo Pishtin Yachtov. Smashma, that Semo Pishtin is always kosher tzitzis with semo pishtin. Okay, tzad. So how do you stem the two things? Teach us like this. Semo pishtin poitim bein minum zoy minum. That means whatever min you have, whatever min beged you have, if it's sackcloth, whatever it is, semo or pishtin, which is wool or linen, will pater that beged. The tzitzis that are wool or linen will pater that beged. Shar minim, if it's made out of other materials, the minum poitim zoy minum poitim. That means if you have cotton tzitzis, The only time cotton tzitzis will pater the beged is only if it's a cotton beged. But cotton tzitzis will not pater a wool beged. But wool tzitzis will pater a cotton beged. Because shar minim minim poitrim, shle minim poitrim, but tzema pishtin is poitr, sai min, sai lamin. And where do you notice from? You notice from the din of gdilim next to tzema pishtin yachta. So Akaponim, right now we are saying this. Roisha, if you want the Yom teaches us, I say the Chleisasa. If you don't the Yom, we know already I say the Chleisasa from Gedilim. Therefore, Roisha teaches us that as Deicha, I say in Chleisasa, which means, Emet Tzor, who's a Nazir. Zachti Gemara, V'hai Tana, the Mapik, the Roisha, the Lav, Greda, the one who learns Roisha is for the Lav itself, the Osi, I say, of Deicha, Chleisasa, V'Asei, Menolon. How does he know that I say is Deicha, Chleisasa, V'Asei? Now you're going to ask me, who said he holds like that? Say, who said he holds like that? That would be the question. So Tosis asks this question. So Tosis says, like, Mehechtei, so you know that. So he says that because in the Cheshbin, and he says, Veilin Tmai, he says, am I Pshitulay? He says, Yashloima, the Yisaka Dayatach, Duloy Osi Yasev Dech Loy Sasev Asev, Shein Hashav Bekoil. So remember, the only place you find Lamaisa, even so far, that Asay is Dech Loy Sasev Asay, is only a case of that it's not, Nazir, which is not a regular Lois Asav Asay, because it's Yeshna Vashayla, whatever the case is. So the place is like this. He's asking like this, that who told you that Aseh is doicha? Maybe if we find the pasuk of Roisha, maybe it's only for a case of a lav that's not shava bakol. Maybe it's only a lav and not shava bakol. Who said Aseh is doicha loisa aseh hashava bakol? The first place where you put the Aseh doicha loisa aseh is a weaker loisa aseh, a loisa aseh that's not shava bakol. So who told you that Aseh is doicha loisa aseh hashava bakol? So he said the only way you know that it is because I already know from somewhere else that Aseh is doicha loisa aseh va'aseh, that's not shava bakol. And therefore, we automatically know that Aseh is doicha loisa aseh, that's not shava bakol. Because even doicha loisa aseh va'aseh, that's in a shava bakol. So therefore, gives us a right to darshan roishoy for a regular loisa aseh. That means there's certain loisa aseh va'aseh that are special cases. For example, a koyin. So if you tell me Aseh is doicha loisa aseh va'aseh of a koyin, it's not a raya, it's doicha evi loisa aseh va'aseh. Because that's not a regular lab. So when you have Roishoy by itself, without another limud anywhere in Shas, so you'd only say Roishoy teaching us that's doicha loisa aseh, that's not shava v'kor, which is actually the loisa aseh of Hakafa. Hakafa is not shava v'kor, like Isha does not have this loisa aseh. So all you would see from here is Aseh is doicha loisa aseh, that's not shava v'kor. But if we have another limud already, that Aseh is doicha loisa aseh v'aseh she'en shava v'kor, so we automatically know it's doicha loisa aseh by itself ain't a shava v'kor. So what's some ain't the inyan for that? What's Rosh teaching us? That Aseh is doicha every loisa aseh. So therefore, in order for us to learn that from Rosh that Aseh is doicha every loisa aseh, we have to have another drasha. Huh?
And why don't we make people doicha every loisa aseh? Loisa aseh is stopping
and
not shava
v'kor. So we don't learn that. You shouldn't learn that, right? So you shouldn't learn that. But since we know that already, so it must be in the Indian, it's teaching us, if it's teaching us this in Rosh, it must be teaching us the lav hashava v'kor is also doicha that. Because I know already in a shava kol from somewhere else, and the Gemara's question is, where do you know it from? Is Rosh? Yeah, that's this man Yama's we're saying the whole time, not Gedilim. That was the other man Yama. This Gemara's saying this man Yama holds this naksu for regular loisasa. Where do you know loisasa? I say ha in a shava kol. We know it from. That's Gemara's question. The high time in the mapik l'Rosh lav greida. Don't say I say v'dicha loisasa. I say where do you know that from? Manolam, which means where do you know at least the in a shava kol? Where do you know that from? Because we're saying that if you're learning a roishoy for lava shava kol, it must be have a different place for in the shava kol. Actually, have even a place for aseh and loisasa in the shava kol. So nafglim is konoi. The title of the brayso is konoi matam aloyma. Why is it konoi by the mitzayro? Fishinam and pasukam legalechu. It says by koyin that you now shave off your beard. Yoch af koyin mitzayro kain. That maybe a koyin mitzayro also, even though he's a mitzayro, you can't cut off his beard. Because there is a say and a loisasa. It's a loisasa of fasikonim legalechu. When I say, I have petition to you. Tamalayim is a konoi. Learn that from zakonoi. That's you learn from zakonoi. So the way this man Yama knows loisasa of asay is from zakonoi. From zakonoi. And that's we'll continue as we go along, continue with the next year from here. Like upon him, we're saying the man Yama holds that asay, doicha loisasa, learn from roishoi. He knows asay, doicha asay, veloisasa. He knows that from zakonoi, which is actually a lava in a shavakarl by a koin.